Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA, talking about the battle over the beef checkoff in just a moment. Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding a spring bull sale February 26, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 110 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also being offered, 30 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. Genomic-enhanced EPD information will be available on the bulls. Look for our sale book at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Litigation brought by RCAF USA against USDA targeting the Montana Beef Council and later an additional 14 beef councils has been rejected by a federal magistrate judge up in Montana. Cattle industry executive Colin Woodall says his organization, NCBA, did weigh in on the side of USDA, believing the checkoff as it now stands under the act and order is legal.
NCBA is an intervener. You felt that that was a really good victory for checkoff and for USDA as far as maintaining the integrity of the checkoff.
That's what it's all about, is showing that the oversight from USDA works and that the firewalls that are in place to make sure that no checkoff dollars go towards lobbying also works. And this magistrate decision really supports that whole notion. And being able to depend upon this ruling, and hopefully it'll be finalized here this spring by the district court judge, will allow us to all get back to what the checkoff needs to be doing, and that is focused on promotion, not spending time in the courtroom. And also we have to keep in mind that the Montana Beef Council is still hamstrung and paralyzed by this initial injunction that they're working under. So we need this final decision in place so they can get back to working for Montana producers. It's interesting, Montana producers, RCAF in particular, are some of the ones that filed this lawsuit, but yet it's Montana producers who aren't getting any value from that checkoff dollar because of that lawsuit. And that, to be honest with you, is unfortunate and why we need to make sure that the final decision gets done quickly. It supports this magistrate's decision. And again, we can get back to just doing the work that the checkoff was meant to do.
And of course, this was really a very dangerous piece of litigation in that when they included those additional states, including some of our largest beef checkoff states or the largest cattle states, if that injunction had been plowed all across those 14, 15 states, that would have been incredibly bad.
It would have been bad because then you would have had all this producer money, which the producer still would have had to pay the checkoff. The checkoff did not go away in Montana. But yet that money that they're investing into the work on research, on nutrition, on promotion, would be sitting in an escrow account, just like the Montana money is, doing nothing. And that is not the expectation of this industry for what the checkoff should be doing. And in essence, this lawsuit is shooting ourselves in the foot. Period. And the fact that folks have stepped back or allowed this to move forward, we want to make sure that everybody knows that RCAF, in particular, since they filed this lawsuit, have hurt producers in Montana. They've hurt producers across this country, and they have tried to hurt this checkoff. And fortunately, the judge in this case, we believe, has finally seen through it, and we need to make sure that everybody understands that there is one group responsible. It's RCAF, and we need to hold them accountable for the actions they have done to hurt this industry.
I do know that the organization you mentioned, RCAF, has signaled that they're going to be responding to the decision. So that means we've still got some legal, workings to kind of work our way through.
They have the opportunity to respond to the magistrate's decision. The district court will look at that. And if the district court ruling is against them, they will have the opportunity to appeal. So this is not over. But again, there are a lot of producer dollars being spent for what we think is absolutely nothing, a complete waste of time, because it's very clear that the oversight works USDA sees it that way. The court now sees it that way. And I tell you, when you look from NCBA's perspective as a contractor, again, NCBA, we are not the checkoff. We are a contractor of the checkoff. In fact, we're one of eight contractors to the checkoff. And we have our own internal audits. And a lot of people say, well, those are your internal audits. But yeah, we are also audited by the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and we're audited by CBB. So all of the audits are there. The oversight is there. Same way in the state beef councils, and the judge maintained that with his ruling.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. To be offered, 509 Angus and 51 Hereford Bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first-season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.